Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 170, the stanzas 1 and 2. A praise waits for thee in Zion. All men shall worship there and pay their vows before thee, O God, who hearest prayer and what follows. Psalter 170, the stanzas 1 and 2. Thank you. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Ezra 8, the verses 15 through 23. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Ezra 8, the verses 15 through 23. And I gathered them together to the river that runneth to Ahava, and there abode we in tents 3 days, and I viewed the people and the priests, and found there was none of the sons of Levi. Then sent I for Eliezer, for Ariel, for Shimei, and for Elnathan, and for Jerob, and for Elnathan, and for Nathan, and for Zechariah, and for Meshulam, chief men, also for Joarib, and for Elnathan, men of understanding. And I sent them with commandment unto Iddo, the chief at the place Casiphia, And I told them what they should say unto Iddo and to his brethren, the Nethinims, at the place Cassiphia, that they should bring unto us ministers for the house of our God. And by the good hand of our God upon us, they brought us a man of understanding of the sons of Melah, the son of Levi, the son of Israel, and Sherebiah with the sons and his brethren, 18. And Hashabiah, and with them, Jesaiah of the sons of Meriah, his brethren, and their sons, 20. Also of the Nethinims, whom David and the princes had appointed for the service of the Levites, 220 Nethinims, all of them were expressed by name. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our God to seek of him a right way for us and for our little ones and for all our substance. For I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way, because we had spoken unto the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. So we fasted and besought our God for this, and he was entreated of us. Thus far, the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. Ton Beyer, who had a heart attack and is still in the Calgary hospital. Mrs. Jelena de Kock, who needs a fourth treatment for her arm on Tuesday. Mr. and Mrs. Cornell and Lindsay Liefting, who were blessed with the birth of a baby boy. Mrs. Lisbeth van der Breinhost, who hopes to turn 86, and Mrs. Christine Grisnick, who hopes to turn 90. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Eternal, unchangeable, almighty, a most righteous, most merciful God, the creator of the heavens and of all the earth, and who still upholds this world by thy providence to this very moment, and where thou hast granted unto us and our children another Lord's Day, where thou hast watched over us in the past week, day by day, in the daytime and in the night watches, where thou hast not dealt according to our sins, but where thou hast showered us with many a blessing, and that so liberally and undeservedly, even in the midst of the many trials of life, then we may still be all in the precious land of the living in the day of grace. And then in this morning hour, then the doors of thy house have been opened, O Lord. May it please thee to grant a soft heart under these blessings, with the confession of our sins and our unthankfulness, exercised with our sins the need to be washed in the precious blood of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, where thou grantest so many blessings above most of the people upon the face of the earth. Oh, there are countries that are at war. Then we remember the Jewish people that are so hated and so afflicted. In their distress, may they be given to call unto thee, and wilt thou teach them, take that veil away, not only in the way of their understanding, but in the way of experience, what it is to be saved through that precious mediator who has come in the fullness of time and sitteth at thy right hand, and from thence he is gathering, defending, and preserving his church. And then in the past week, then thou wast not only spared life, but then thou wast also given life, where thou wast gladdened a father and a mother for the first time in their married life with the birth of a little son. Ah, Lord, wilt thou grant unto those young parents a soft and a humble heart, a place at thy footstool, with the prayer that he may be a little son, that he may be for thee, for thy honor and for thy glory. Wilt thou further strengthen the mother, remember them, with her blessing and responsibility. We commend unto thee the grandparents, the great-grandparents. And now in this morning hour, then not only the audible gospel hopes to be proclaimed, but also the visible gospel, ah, Lord. Wilt thou remember these parents? Thou knowest how it has been in the past. Thou knowest how it has been in this week. And thou knowest how they have come up in this morning hour, with their blessings, were in the time that lies behind, where thou wast not only spared life, but where thou wast given life, where thou wast blessed them with the birth of a little child, even two fathers and mothers with two little children. And now in this morning hour, then their children, then they may be separated from the multitude of mankind. Then they may be privileged to present their little children before thee in a special way, to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant, thy thrice holy name upon their little foreheads, O Lord. It is indeed a blessing and a privilege to be under the external administration of the covenant of grace. But it is needed that our names may be enrolled in the book of life, in the book of the Lamb, and then in due time to experience the wonderful things of the Lord, also what is signified in the Holy Sacrament, ah, Lord. Wilt thou grant exercises, thou knowest how it has been, and thou knowest how it is, those holy exercises wrought by the Spirit, exercised with the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy great and worthy name, O wonder-doing God. Wilt thou pour out thy Spirit in a richer measure upon us and our children? Thou wast promised in thy word. Oh, it may be declared in this morning through the sacrament that thou workest from generation to generation, to the glory of thy great and worthy name. Wilt thou so remember the family circles Remember the grandparents, the great-grandparents, with their increased blessings, but also with their increased responsibility. Ah, Lord, may we be found to be more a praying and a begging people, to be given to bear one another's burdens, with an eye upon the King of the Church, with that vehement desire that thou may do a great work amongst us and our children. Wilt thou so remember these parents? Spare them for the children, and the children for them. It is all in thy hand, and press it upon all of our hearts, that there is but a step between us and death, that we are traveling to that never-ending eternity. Lord, do bless the sacrament for the strengthening of the faith of thy people. Do bless thy holy word in this morning hour for the conversion of sinners and for the instruction, the comfort, the encouragement. Thou knowest for thy people that they can be so downcast, so discouraged, that it can seem so impossible when they are given to consider all that dwells within. But, Lord, thou hast promised to never forsake the work of thine own hands. Wilt thou so richly dwell amongst us in this morning hour? Well, we commend unto thee thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth. Wilt thou also remember the branch, gather with them, richly bless thy word to the souls of young and old. Lord, remember the many needs. A father was suddenly taken to the hospital. Reasons to acknowledge thee, that thou wast put thy hand between him and death, and that hitherto that means may be used. Wilt thou grant further healing, strengthening, that he may return to his dwelling. Remember his dear wife, the family circle, and that this special calling, that it may come forth out of thy right hand, that it may be sanctified, that it may be used richly in the midst of the family circle. An older mother has underwent surgery in the past week. Thou hast helped her out. Thou hast helped her through. Hitherto made everything wonderfully well. Grant further healing and strengthening, and above all, that this calling may be used where thou wert speaking in a special way. My daughter, give me thy heart. Remember her together and husband and the family circle. We commend all unto thee under the physician's care, with pain, with difficulties, with fears, with worries. Remember the elderly ones, and do remember all the mourning ones. Lord, we now humbly beg of thee for thy gracious help with the administration of word and of sacrament. May it be a special, an unforgettable service also for these parents. May it be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy great and worthy name. We ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. We shall now read the form for the administration of baptism, which you can find on page 126 in the back of the Psalter. the principal parts of the doctrine of holy baptism are these three. First, that we with our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are children of wrath, insomuch that we cannot enter into the kingdom of God except we are born again. This, the dipping in or sprinkling with water teaches us, whereby the impurity of our souls is signified, and we admonish to loathe and humble ourselves before God and seek for our purification and salvation without ourselves. Secondly, holy baptism witnesseth and sealeth unto us the washing away of our sins through Jesus Christ. Therefore we are baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. For when we are baptized in the name of the Father, God the Father witnesseth and sealeth unto us that he doth make an eternal covenant of grace with us, and adopts us for his children and heirs, and therefore will provide us with every good thing, and avert all evil, or turn it to our profit. And when we are baptized in the name of the Son sealeth unto us that he doth wash us in his blood from all our sins, incorporating us into the fellowship of his death and resurrection, so that we are freed from all our sins and accounted righteous before God. In like manner, when we are baptized in the name of the Holy Ghost assures us by this holy sacrament that he will dwell in us and sanctify us to be members of Christ, applying unto us that which we have in Christ, namely, the washing away of our sins and the daily renewing of our lives, till we shall finally be presented without spot or wrinkle among the assembly of the elect in life eternal. Thirdly, whereas in all covenants there are contained two parts, therefore are we by God through baptism admonished of and obliged unto new obedience, namely, that we cleave to this one God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that we trust in him and love him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our mind, and with all our strength, that we forsake the world, crucify our old nature, and walk in a new and holy life. And if we sometimes, through weakness, fall into sin, we must not therefore despair of God's mercy, nor continue in sin, since baptism is a seal and undoubted testimony that we have an eternal covenant of grace with God. And although our young children do not understand these things, we may not therefore exclude them from baptism, for as they are without their knowledge partakers of the condemnation in Adam, so are they again received unto grace in Christ, as God speaketh unto Abraham, the father of all the faithful, and therefore unto us and our children, saying, I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. Genesis 17, verse 7. This also the apostle Peter testifieth with these words, for the promises unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2, verse 39. Therefore God formerly commanded them to be circumcised, which was a seal of the covenant and of the righteousness of faith. And therefore Christ also embraced them, laid his hands upon them, and blessed them. Mark 10. Since then baptism is come in the place of circumcision, therefore infants are to be baptized as heirs of the kingdom of God and of his covenant. And parents are in duty bound further to instruct their children herein when they shall arrive to years of discretion. That therefore this holy ordinance of God may be administered to his glory, to our comfort, and to the edification of his church, let us call upon his holy name. O almighty and eternal God, thou who hast according to thy severe judgment punished the unbelieving and unrepentant world with the flood, and hast according to thy great mercy saved and protected believing Noah and his family, thou who hast drowned the obstinate Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, and hast led thy people Israel through the midst of the sea upon dry ground, by which baptism was signified, we beseech thee that thou wilt be pleased of thine infinite mercy graciously to look upon these children and incorporate them by thy Holy Spirit into thy Son Jesus Christ, that they may be buried with him into his death and be raised with him in newness of life, that they may daily follow him, joyfully bearing their cross, and cleave unto him in true faith, firm hope, and ardent love, that they may with a comfortable sense of thy favor leave this life, which is nothing but a continual death, and at the last day may appear without terror before the judgment seat of Christ thy Son, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost, one only God, lives and reigns forever. Amen. We now ask the parents to arise. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have heard that baptism is an ordinance of God to seal unto us and to our seed his covenant. Therefore, it must be used for that end, and not out of custom or superstition. That it may then be manifest that you are thus minded, you are to answer sincerely to these questions. First, whether you acknowledge that although our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are subject to all miseries, yea, to condemnation itself. Yet that they are sanctified in Christ, and therefore, as members of His church, ought to be baptized. Secondly, whether you acknowledge the doctrine which is contained in the Old and New Testaments, and in the articles of the Christian faith, and which is taught here in this Christian church to be the true and perfect doctrine of salvation. Thirdly, whether you promise and intend to see these children when come to the years of discretion, instructed and brought up in the aforesaid doctrine, or help or cause them to be instructed therein to the utmost of your power. What is your answer before the Lord and in the midst of this congregation? Father Edwin de Kock, Mother de Kock, Father Mitchell de Kock, Mother de Kock, Father Tyler Oscom, Mother Oscom, Father Moritz Redeck, Mother Redeck, Father Henry Van Harten, Mother Van Harten, Father Harry Van Manen, Mother Van Manen, Father Avid van der Stroot, Mother van der Stroot, Father Ben Vandenberg, Mother Vandenberg, Father Justin Vanderwall, and Mother Vanderwall. Fathers and mothers, David in his prayer in Psalm 86, verse 10, then he has exclaimed, "For thou art great, and thou art God alone. Thou doest wondrous things." That has been fulfilled in your married life by the first time and by renewal. The Lord has spared life. It was in earlier days that many husbands, even young husbands, that they became widower, that they were called to bring their dear wife many times together with a newborn child lying in the same coffin to the grave. To that end, a blessing and a privilege for the medical knowledge which the Lord has given unto mankind. What a wonder, then, should it not be true, when a little child is born, and in this morning, two fathers and mothers who have received a double blessing, then how true it has become. Thou art great, thou doest wondrous things, thou art God alone. Have we been humbled there under parents? Soft heart, a few tears, when we are given to behold our children. And now in this morning, with the sacrament of holy baptism, Then the Lord declareth wonderful things. Oh, what is a sacrament of deep uncovering? The water declares it. We are unclean, Job has said. Job 14, verse 4, who can bring a clean out of an unclean? Then undoubtedly with the firstborn, when we are given to behold our little one, then the question can arise, is my little child now really a sinner? But when they become older, it does not take so long that it is revealed they have their own little will. Thus that water that declares that our child is unclean through our sin, but it declares more. Oh, it is a sacrament of abounding mercy, for thou art great, thou doest wondrous things. Where the Lord has sought out a way, that fallen sons and daughters of Adam, that they may be saved, that they may be completely washed from all their sins, where the water points to that precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And parents, not only the possibility, but the sureness that the Lord has promised to remember his covenant, and that he shall work from generation to generation. Oh, thou art great. We have heard it from the form, the work of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And to that end, the need for much prayer. It is a sacrament of separation, where the Lord separates us from the multitudes of mankind. You sometimes think, parents, what makes us to differ? That we are not living, not so many anymore, heathens in a jungle, or a false religion, or a Muslim, a strange religion. What makes us to differ? That we are born under the truth. Oh, we're in this morning through this sacrament, then the Lord proffers peace and pardon, a way to be saved. Oh, fathers and mothers, may you be given to ask great things of that great God that doest wondrous things. Still a church to be gathered. There is still room for us and our children. And to that end, may the Lord help. Because in Psalm 86, after verse 10, not a period, David has not said, for thou art great and doest wondrous things, thou art God alone. But then there was added, and may that be your prayer, teach me to do thy will, O Lord. I may walk in thy truth, unite my heart to fear thy name. To that end, may the Lord grant us gracious help, accompanied with godly example, because children, they are all eyes, and accompanied with unceasing prayer. And then fathers and mothers, what your little ones need, that you also need. To that end, may the Lord bless and help you. You may sit. For brothers and sisters, also a very special morning when you may witness that your little brother and little sister may receive the sacrament of holy baptism. And then for brothers and sisters, then it is good to stop and to think, I am also a God-bearer, carrying on my forehead the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And then the Lord has given a special command to young people and to children. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. May that be granted, boys and girls. Then we have everything. May the Lord arouse to a holy jealousy for grandparents, great-grandparents, also a special morning when you may witness that of your seed, they may receive the sacrament of holy baptism, the sign and the seal of the covenant, and the Lord's thrice holy name upon their forehead, increased blessings and increased responsibility. And grandparents, may ask you, it is needful for parents, the sacrament of baptism, also a week of preparation. Have there also been grandparents that have been exercised? When grandparents receive another grandchild, then many times they count the one more, the one less. So many grandchildren. Grandparents, may ask you, how is it with spiritual children and spiritual grandchildren? Are that there among them that there may be a little evidence that gives a little hope that they possess the tender fear of the Lord? May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Congregation of Pitcher Butte, we are God-bearers. We carry the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost upon our foreheads. And as Guy de Debris has expressed in his confession, based upon God's word, separated from the world and from strange religions. It is a separation. Balaam, he is even declared in Numbers 23, verse 9, that Israel shall dwell alone. The late Reverend G.H. Kirsten has stated that that separation, that is the strength of the Lord. May we be more and more a separated people. Because when we halt upon two opinions, that is such a difficult life. And now the Lord has promised in his word to continue that precious work of free and sovereign grace. The Lord has promised that is a God that cannot lie, that he shall work from generation to generation. May the prayers be multiplied to that end, exercised. We need that one thing needful. O congregation, what shall it be? Under such a precious proclamation to go lost. And now the sacrament, thou art great, thou doest wondrous things, thou art God alone. Then with the sacrament, the Lord declares wonderful things, a way for poor, for needy, for vile, for black sinners who have learned that they are so vile and who have tried so hard to wash themselves. But even with that washing, they even become blacker. All for whom the question has been born, Lord, What must I now do to be saved? Is it now possible? For such a one as I am, a transgressor from the womb, transgressed all thy commandments, for such a one to be saved, to be washed, to become white. Oh, it is proclaimed in the sacrament of holy baptism with the sprinkling of water that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from some? No. From most? No. But from all sin it may be declared a fountain for the house of David, the inhabitants of Jerusalem. May it please the Lord to bless the sacrament to that end for the strengthening of the faith of his true people, and that the unconverted may be filled with the holy jealousy, with that unrest that they can and may not rest till they receive that blessing. We now ask the congregation to sing of Psalter 425, the first stanza, and while we sing, the children shall be brought in. Unto the Lord lift thankful voices, come worship while your soul rejoices, and what follows, 425, the first stanza. Emma Eileen, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Levi Marinus, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Emma Jack, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Elise Jolene, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Nicole Cheyenne, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Bryce and Chris, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Jack Garrett, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Elizabeth Corrine, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Adeline Michelle, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Jesse Cornell, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Justin Chad, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We now ask the congregation to arise and to sing of Psalter 425, the fifth stanza. let us close with thanksgiving. Almighty God and merciful Father, we thank and praise Thee that Thou hast forgiven us and our children all our sins through the blood of Thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and received us through Thy Holy Spirit as members of Thine only begotten Son, and adopted us to be Thy children, and sealed and confirmed the same unto us by holy baptism. We beseech Thee, through the same Son of Thy love, that Thou wilt be pleased always to govern these baptized children by Thy Holy Spirit, that they may be piously and religiously educated, increase and grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they then may acknowledge Thy fatherly goodness and mercy, which Thou hast shown to them and us, and live in all righteousness under our only Teacher, King and High Priest Jesus Christ, and manfully fight against and overcome sin, the devil, and his whole dominion, to the end that they may eternally praise and magnify Thee and Thy Son Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Ghost, the one only true God. Amen. Psalter 394, the three stanzas. I will extol Thee, O my God, and praise Thee, O my King. Yea, every day and evermore, Thy praises I will sing. And what follows? The extra collection today is for the school. Psalter 394, the three stanzas. in this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Ezra 8, the verses 21, 22, and 23. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our God, to seek of him a right way for us and for our little ones and for all our substance. For it was a shame to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way, because we had spoken unto the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. So we fasted, and we sought our God for this, and he was entreated of us. Our text words speak of seeking a right way for us and our children, with three thoughts. In the first place, the place of seeking this right way. Secondly, the reason for seeking this right way. And thirdly, the manner of seeking this right way. Seeking a right way for us and our children. The place of seeking this right way. The reason for seeking this right way, and the manner of seeking this right way. Thus first, the place of seeking this right way. Beloved congregation, in our text words, we find Ezra the priest, a scribe in the law, who was given permission and direction from King Artaxerxes to return to the promised land to bring about a further reform and to bring sacrifices to the Lord. Our text words, they take place approximately 78 years after that the first captives have returned in the year 536 BC. The temple has been built, and now Ezra received permission, and also that king, 127 provinces, the greatest kingdom of this world. Then he has ordered that decree we can read thereof in the seventh chapter. Thus then, fathers and mothers, then you can read it at the table in this day. And then he has declared that whoever was willing and a desire to return to the promised land, that he may. And then the king has sent great gifts with them. And at the beginning of this chapter, then we read many names of different families. Also the inspired word of God. And then it is remarkable when we compare this chapter to the list that has left Babylon the first time, that there are many similarities, mostly the same families, a few new families, a few missing. That tells us that oftentimes it pleases the Lord to work from generation to generation to those that love him and keep his commandments. As we hear read each Lord's Day morning when the holy law of God was read. And then undoubtedly, perhaps the first time for some, it was impossible. Others thought it was not so necessary, but that there has been a turning in their life, a desire to return to that promised land. And now of the priest Ezra, then we read remarkable things. Because in chapter 7, verse 10, we read, "For Ezra has prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord," not in his own strength. Ezra also needed the Spirit. Was by grace, nevertheless, the responsibility. He had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach Israel statutes and judgments. Also a fitting text for baptism, that we seek to prepare our hearts. Have we tried it, parents, this past week? And learned how unable, even difficulty, maybe even focusing upon the sacrament for 5 minutes. Nevertheless, what a blessing it is when there are Ezras to seek the law of the Lord, to know it. And then we read, and to do it, that is so necessary for our children, that they sense that very quickly, how it is with father and mother, what place God's word has in their hearts and in their lives, whether it is sincere, profound impressions of the Lord, and the importance of that one thing, this first, to seek the law of the Lord, and then to do it. And then we read thereafter, and to teach Israel statutes and judgments. And now Ezra, he has received a letter that was a very special letter from that great king, Artaxerxes, concerning going up to Jerusalem. And in that letter, wonderful things are declared. Because we read in verse 11, "Now this is the copy of the letter that the king Artaxerxes gave unto Ezra the priest, the scribe, even a scribe of the words of the commandments of the Lord and of his statutes to Israel. Artaxerxes, king of kings, unto Ezra the priest, a scribe of the law of the God of heaven, perfect peace, and at such a time." Then we read Proverbs 21, verse 1, "That the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, he turneth it as the rivers of water, whithersoever he wilt." And then in that letter, then peace was proclaimed. Oh, in our text words, we have Ezra with a company that have been on their journey for 9 days, and Ezra felt he could not, and he may not continue. We would say he ran stuck. What a blessed place to be parents. When we come with their little children to have them baptized, that we run stuck, that we do not dare to go further without the Lord. Desire, the sign and the seal of the covenant, the name of a thrice holy God. And now in this morning, are many similarities with our text. Ezra, with that company, has come to the river Ahava after 9 days. You are already privileged with your little one to be on your journey with your children. Also in this morning hour, thoughts have multiplied where there are family circles with empty places, and how Ezra had profound impressions of the need of the Lord to go before him. Then Ezra had that letter with peace proclaimed. So it is with the baptismal fount, where Christ proclaims peace through his only sacrifice, a way for sinners to be saved. And then concerning Ezra, then we read that there were 1,774 plus women and children, thus perhaps a company of 10,000. And when Ezra with that company, when they have come to the river Ahava, with all the dangers, with all the enemies before them, then he could not go further. But we have also heard out of this chapter that there was another concern. Because when he considered all those that have left Babylon, 9 days' journey, if we compare scripture to scripture, it is evident after 9 days, then Ezra has seen that there were few priests and no Levites among that people to instruct them. And then he did not dare to go further. We have heard that search was made, that also some Levites may be present with that company. That is also so necessary in family circles, that fathers and mothers, the father as head of the household, that they are prophet, priest, and king, but also mothers as Levites to teach their little children in the things of the Lord. And now after 9 days, a great journey before them, if they would go straight westward through the desert, approximately 1,000 kilometers, but many times, or even most of the time, they followed the northward direction, the Euphrates River, and then they came south from the north to the Promised Land, perhaps 1,600 kilometers, with many dangers, with many enemies. And then in Ezra, he did not dare to go any further. He felt it was necessary to pause. Oh, perhaps, although we do read of an Ezra with that letter of the great king of that kingdom, precious things written, what Ezra was to do concerning the house of the Lord, and also all the gold and the silver that Ezra, after he has received that letter and he has read it, that he has broken out in thanksgiving, as we read in verse 27 of the 7th chapter, "Blessed be the Lord God of our fathers, which hath put such a thing as this in the king's heart, to beautify the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem, and hath extended mercy unto me before the king and his counselors, and before all the king's mighty princes. And I was strengthened as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me." Thus for an Ezra, the church learns that they fall so short and that they are so guilty, that when Ezra has turned in unto himself, because we read of that scribe, oh, that he had much self-knowledge. Read what has taken place in Ezra 9. That is, Ezra has begun his journey when he was given to reflect, that he has thought, have I been in my inner chamber enough? Have I begged the Lord fervently enough that he may be our guide, our protector, our leader? And even with that thanksgiving, the church falls so short. Parents, how has it been with the prayers when you were expecting? Have there been times that you remember, bound upon the heart, given to cry unto the Lord, that he may grant you the desired blessing? And has it also been, it may be a boy, that he may be a scribe, a girl, when the Lord spares the world, a godly mother in the home? We have heard with that letter, the Lord also grants unto us a letter, that is the holy word of God. What precious things, much more profound than the letter that Ezra has received. Oh, it is true that the king has written of that letter in peace, but that king could only give it so far, nothing compared to the great King of Kings, who was merited and proclaimed peace for the chiefest of sinners, proclaimed in the sacrament of holy baptism. Ezra had a little beginning, but the church also, with their thanksgiving and prayers, even when the Lord grants it, needs to be washed in that precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Parents, how has it now been with that soft heart, the thanksgiving? Has there been a little bewilderment, a few tears shed, that we were given to see, for thou art great, thou doest wondrous things, thou art God alone? It is a blessing. And a week before the sacrament of holy baptism, that we may come in need and given to say, oh, a blessing one may not be missed altogether. To that end, we need the precious work of the Holy Spirit. But Lord, I have not prayed as I ought to pray. And many of my prayers, they center so much upon self and our desires, and so little for Thee. And also concerning that Thanksgiving Day, then what a privilege and what a blessing it is when we do not dare to go further. Ezra, with the multitude that has went with him, even after they have received some Levites to go with them, then he did not dare to continue. And to that end, secondly, the reason for seeking the right way. We shall mention the reason and then we shall close, Lord willing, perhaps. We can continue another time. But what was now the reason that Ezra has called for a day of fasting and prayer before he dared to continue that journey? We have heard it. They were given many treasures along. We read thereof in verse 26, I even weighed unto their hand 650 talents of silver and silver vessels and 100 talents and of gold and 100 talents. A talent is about 20 kilos. We would put it over in today's currency, hundreds of millions, maybe even $1 billion. And it was clear, it is written in our text, that Ezra, for I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way. Thus, for Ezra, it was not an if. Upon ifs, that's what insurance companies thrive on. Also, our text words, parents. Biblical instruction concerning vaccination and insurance. The blessedness of that people that dare to venture upon the Lord. But now Ezra, with all those treasures, and with all those enemies, then he did not dare to go forward without a day of prayer and of fasting. Fathers and mothers, congregation, what are all those talents of silver and those talents of gold compared to our dear children? When it was necessary for Ezra, it was not only about the gold, also about his people, but then absolutely no comparison between all those treasures and dear children which the Lord has entrusted unto us. May you be given to do as an Ezra all your needs, your cares, your children, oh, not only with the body, also with the soul, that you may be given to do as an Ezra. To simply entrust it in the hand of the Lord we read in Psalm 55, verse 22, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer thy foot to be moved." Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of that blessed place that in Ezra has come. That was a place which thou was given unto him by thy grace, by the immediate working of the Holy Spirit, that with all his people and with all his treasures and with all the enemies on the way, that he did not dare to continue before they have humbled themselves with a day of fasting and prayer. Ah, Lord, may it be simple instruction for these fathers and mothers with a treasure, and with the treasures which thou hast entrusted unto them in this dark and evil world where there are so many enemies. Oh, the necessity spiritually. We have heard out of thy word that Ezra has received a letter from that earthly monarch. Thou hast given us thy word, where the Prince of Peace and his work may be declared, and that peace may be proffered also in this morning with the administration of the sacrament of holy baptism. Ah, Lord, remember all fathers and mothers who were called upon to bring children to the grave this morning. Their thoughts have multiplied. Well, thou remember us in this day. Keep us over the unsafe roads. Return us in this evening hour. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 445. The stanzas 2, 3, and 4. Thy keeper slumbereth not, nor shall he cause thy foot to fail. When danger doth assail, lo, he that keepeth Israel doth neither sleep nor slumber, nor shall thy soul encumber. And what follows, 445, 2, 3, and 4. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.